AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. You could say the real presidential election takes place today around the country. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
538 electors chosen by voters in November meet today in state capitals to cast their ballots for president and vice president. Some, like Democratic elector Clay Pell, had wanted to see an intelligence report on whether Russia was involved in hacking during the campaign.
All we're asking for is the information to be released. Unfortunately, it appears that that information is not going to be released.
Despite that, Pell told Fox News Sunday he believes the public needs to know what happened.
I'll be putting forward a motion to, in fact, call for a bipartisan independent commission to investigate.
The candidate who ends up with at least 270 votes will become president. Diane Kepley, Washington.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution aimed at immediately deploying UN monitors to eastern Aleppo, a move France says will be critical to prevent mass atrocities by Syrian forces. Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, says the resolution does not specify the size of the observer force. That's left up to the Secretary General.
I believe his plan, because this is an urgent, real-time, immediate issue, is to repurpose people who are in Aleppo already. The resolution also calls for those personnel to be supplemented by whatever staff is necessary.
There's been an uptick in prices at the pump, as we hear from fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose 6 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to an average for a regular grade of 226. It is due mostly to the OPEC meeting, but we don't expect much further increase from here short term.
Volkswagen has a deadline today to tell a federal judge whether it has reached a deal with U.S. regulators and attorneys for car owners on the remaining 80,000 diesel vehicles that cheated on emissions tests. This is AP Radio News. The Force is still with Star Wars. The AP's Jamie Fryer has the weekend box office results.
I fear nothing. All is as the Force wills it.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, takes a lightsaber to the competition. It opens at number one this weekend with $155 million in ticket sales. That's the second-best December opening ever, behind only Star Wars The Force Awakens last year.
I got your back. It's Maui time!
After 3 weeks on top, Disney's Moana drops to second, followed by Office Christmas Party. I'm Jamie Fryer.
She was famous more for being famous than for her film work.
He made me so mad I wanted to slap him.
That's Zsa Zsa Gabor in a scene from It's a Very Brady Movie. Gabor, who once really slapped a police officer during a traffic stop, has died at her home in Los Angeles. She was 99. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.